Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, we just saw how cotton is looking this year in southwest Oklahoma. Let's start there this week with sort of the cotton production picture overall.
Well, let's do a little history on cotton production. You look at world cotton production. In 2004, we had about a 28 million bale increase in world cotton production. You go back to prior to 2004, the 10 years prior to that, we averaged about 90 million bales a year. From 2004 through predicted 14, 118 million bales of cotton. The United States, we didn't have that shift like they did in the world. Yes, in 2004, 2005, and 2006, we did have slightly higher production. But if you look at prior to 2004 and after 2004, we really had about a 2 million bale decline in U.S. cotton production. Oklahoma, planted acres have declined, since 2004, about 15,000 acres, but our yield has increased, and so our production of cotton has increased about 76,000 bales.
And what about cotton prices then?
Well, you look at cotton prices, I said we had a shift. We didn't have a shift in prices until about 2008. You look at 04 through 08, our prices averaged 48, 49 cents a pound. 2009 through 14, they're expected to average 76, 77 cents a pound. Our current price is around 64 and a half, 65 cents. And this year's annual price is projected to be in about that level.
Let's shift gears now to wheat. You've been talking about this $6 price level some the past few weeks. Is that a support level or a resistance level?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I said that if it'll just cross six, then we're going to run to 620. We did cross six. We got two closes above that. We got up about 615, 616. It went back down below six, went above six, below six. It's just wallowing around six. This last week is 594 to 607. I'm calling $6 level no man's land. I think the important price to watch now is $6.20. If we can get above 620, then we've got some room to run for higher prices.
What about the global picture? What are you keeping an eye on there?
Well, it's just not much going on right now. The Northern Hemisphere crop's essentially done. The Southern Hemisphere is fixing to start. Got Russia. They've said, well, probably lower production there. Not really much matters. I think the big news this week is that the Federal Reserve announced that they're stopping the quantitative easing. The financial gurus say that the value of the dollar relative to other currencies is going to go higher. That makes our wheat more expensive on the world market, lower exports. Hadn't seen much impact though, but that's the talk.
Okay, and then finally, producers want to know how low those prices may go.
I've been spending a lot of time looking at that. I think we've seen our low price for the year, around $5.30. I think prices are going to hold the futures price or the Kansas City contract around $5.50. But if you look at the 14, our 15, 16, we have a big crop next year. I think our cash prices could get down around $4 at the very bottom, $4.50, something like that. We could see those prices. I really expect the bottom price to be around $4.75, but we could get to four.
Okay. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.